Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. We can enjoy the pleasure of speaking with tonight.
Hello, CJ, yes?
Yes.
Hi, CJ. This is Jonathan calling. I am calling on behalf of a new customer of yours, Mr. Bertolini, Michael Bertolini. He is an older gentleman. He has no concept of technology.
Okay.
I am trying to sort out because a very nice guy came yesterday when I was not available to be here to help him to install the new internet system in the house.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to sort it out for him so that we have his password and everything and can change it, because right now it is a 15-digit letters and numbers and everything normal.
Gotcha. Yeah. So we're looking at changing the Wi-Fi password?
Yes. And yes, please. Yeah, we'll stay there. We'll
absolutely. So I can definitely go ahead and do that for you. Can you please verify the service address, please?
The address is 26 Church Street, Warwick, New York, 10990.
Perfect. And the primary number on the account, please?
I always forget. 854-986. Let me double check, make sure. Because his number is very close to mine. Hold on. There. Where are you? Sorry. 845-986-5954.
Perfect. I do appreciate that.
No worries.
All right.
Thank you.
And I do see that there are no devices currently connected, but I can definitely go ahead and edit that password. What was the password that he wanted?
Actually, could we make it his phone number?
Sure. We can definitely do that. At least that way it makes it a little bit simpler for him.
Yeah.
All right, so we're looking at doing the 845-986-5954 number as the password?
Yes, please.
Okay, you got it. That's been done. So now, whenever you go ahead and select Archtop Fiber 6158, you will have to enter the password of his phone number, okay?
Okay, let me see. And is there anything else we need to do, I need to do, turning off the boxes, turning on the boxes?
Nope.
To get them to activate, because right now, when I try to open up, let's see, maybe it's because I'm upstairs, maybe down, maybe. His old system is the only one coming up as an option to sign on to.
You might want to unplug that one so that it doesn't provide a signal, because the phone may be automatically trying to connect to that.
Okay, because I'm doing that on my computer.
Yeah, sometimes it'll take a while for it to recognize other networks. And
okay,
if you disconnect from that network, it should pop up. But I would also disconnect just the router modem combo from the old service to go ahead and get that taken care of, okay? I would love for you to go ahead and do that while on the line with me.
that would be great. I can do that, and I appreciate your patience.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, perfect, CJ. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. But again, from what I can see, everything is online and working very, very well. So,
CJ, while I'm looking for this, also, because his television is a semi-smart TV.
Mm-hmm. Semi.
and I'm worried about it getting lost or confused, and I probably have to have it sign on.
So you're definitely going to want to have it sign into the network. It's not very difficult. What kind of TV does he have?
I'll have to go upstairs and look. I think it is a Samsung or something. Again,
a Samsung?
I think so. I'll go upstairs and double check. While I'm down here with the boxes, I don't want to unplug your equipment.
Correct.
So your equipment, there's a large white box.
And a small black one.
And a small black one. Okay, so that,
yes.
That is this new system. I'll unplug that one. You guys are not the Comtrade. I think that's
correct.
The old system.
Yeah, okay,
so
correct.
Unplug that.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone rang, so that's good. Okay. Now, back upstairs. And you got it? Okay. Yeah.
My mom was the same way. She had it to where it would say call from, and it would always mispronounce my name.
Oh, no. Especially when it's your daughter, lol.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I see his television is a Vizio.
Okay, Vizios are also pretty easy. If you have access to the remote, go ahead and grab the remote. Okay, and what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to press the menu option. It should bring you up your settings. If you go down to settings, and then network settings.
Settings, all settings, picture, audio, network.
Correct.
Thank you. It says no. Arch type.
Yep, Arch Top Fiber 6158. And then you're going to type in his phone number.
Perfect. Okay. So,
I love the enthusiasm.
Thank you.
You're making my day. I just want you to know that.
Aww.
It's always nice
to
have an energetic customer, you know?
Oh, yes, I bet. Not a frustrated.
Well, and we don't get very many frustrated callers, though, surprisingly. I guess that means we're doing very well.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, sometimes it's just more of a, you know, hey, we're excited to, you know, get the service. And, you know, but like some are just really enthusiastic with the way that they speak. And I really enjoy that.
Ah, good. So let's see. 845.
Mm-hmm.
9, 8, 6, 5, 4.
Nope, 5, 9, 5, 4.
Excuse me, thank you. Oh, the whole thing went away.
That's typical with a lot of TVs.
5, 9, 8, 6, 5, 9. 9, 5, 4. Connect. Done. Brilliant.
Yep, see, sometimes it just confuses because of the old one. So to avoid that, sometimes it's just easier to unplug it all. Well, not ours, obviously, but just to unplug it so that it's not providing a Wi-Fi signal until you can get the old equipment back to its respective owners.
Perfect. Yep. And thankfully, as expected and hoped, it is faster. So it's already.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the last thing, as you're such a star, I have an extended box, or it's a second big white box.
Yes. So it is an extender. You don't have to do anything with it. Unless you haven't plugged it in yet, but.
It was plugged in. Can I unplug it and move it upstairs? Because that was so he had it upstairs if he needed for the service.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. We'll just have to re-optimize it, and that way it will reconnect and everything. It is considered what's called a mesh network. The only thing is I'm a little concerned about it being too far from the main.
Oh, okay. Is it better to stay on the first floor and it'll send a message?
How far away is it from the primary?
Primary is in the basement.
Okay.
Let me see if I try plugging. There's plugs.
Yeah, because I'm trying to run a speed test right now to see what the speeds are, to be able to determine whether or not it would be okay on the second floor.
Okay, I just plugged it back in, so we'll see if it blue light so far. And while you're looking, let it wake up. See if it can reconnect.
It will take a little bit for it to do the speed test, though, especially since you just plugged it back in.
Okay. Yep, the blue light went out. So it's switching.
Yeah, also, just a word of advice, any of our routers, you know, the white ones, if there's a green light on the front of it, then that means that there's an issue. If you see no lights on the front of it, then you're all good.
Oh, great, because right now, nada, there's no lights.
Yep. So it's kind of backwards compared to what we're so used to as far as, like, everyday consumers. We're so used to seeing lights that we're like, it's not working. No, actually, that means it's working very well.
Okay. And green light just came back on, fluttering, sort of doing a howl.
Yeah. No, you're fine. It will, it's attempting to reconnect. That's what's happening. Again, it does take a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you know, but it'll also show in your system.
Yes, it will. It will definitely update my system the moment that it's connected, and then I can run that speed test.
No worries. Terrific.
So it may just take a couple more minutes because it's still updating.
Make sure while we're waiting for that, I'm going to make sure that I did 5, 8, 6. 5, 9, 5, 4, yep. Okay. Solid green. Then I'll switch these over. Oh, this is great.
Okay, so I do see that it is back on. So now I can run that speed test.
Friend is visiting. He's redoing a house in Greece.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to Greece. My
fell apart.
My old neighbors, their son that I used to babysit, their family was from Greece, so they would go back to Greece every once in a while.
Very nice. Where do you remember why in Greece?
I don't.
That's okay.
I mean, it was years ago, so I mean, I don't even know if they still live at that apartment or not, but it was in New York City.
Because they always tend to go home. They always have family.
Yeah.
So much family everywhere.
I mean, it's so funny because their son was like, ooh, well, that's not good. Let's see. Let's retest that speed. I did not like that speed. I did not like the numbers it gave me. So we're retesting.
And if you need me to change and unplug this router upstairs and bring it back down to the first floor, that's okay. I will do as you say.
Yeah. Let me just see what the speed is running at. And because when it gets to below 100 megabytes per second, we're definitely not happy about that one.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, it really depends on the distance between the primary and the secondary. That's really what it is. Mm. So distance is a major factor when it comes to speed, just so you're aware.
Interesting.
The closer you are, the faster you should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to take another minute or so for it to provide me with the new numbers, and hopefully
good.
They'll be much better. It could be just because it was just starting up. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when it comes to that kind of a number, we're definitely not happy about that one. Especially since we provide the 1 gig, you know?
Slight difference.
Slight. I think slight is an understatement.
The hair and the tortoise. The hair and the tortoise.
Yes.
Don't like the tortoise.
Well, we definitely don't like... I understand, you know, slow and steady wins the race, but we definitely don't want to be slow. We want to be able to win the race and still be fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, as long as we're steady, that's what matters.
Exactly. And I didn't know because when we arrived from the city last night, came back, his Alexa was sort of cutting out occasionally, and I thought, maybe the weather, because it's...
Yeah.
I was confused between the two systems.
Well, how large is the home? Do you happen to know how many square footage, how much in square footage it would be?
It's about a little around 3,000.
Yeah, so see, we definitely recommend about 2 extenders for that.
Okay.
The only problem is if we add an extender, it would be, essentially it would be, $8 per month per extender.
Okay.
So like this first one is included in the price, but the other one would cost $8 per month.
Okay. All right. Well,
this one was better. It was much better.
Oh, good.
It
oh,
was
good.
At 354.2 megabytes per second for download and 607 for upload.
Okay.
Compared to the 66 that I initially got.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, like, anywhere from a third to, you know, half of the speed for the extender is actually very, very good in our books, because here's the thing, no matter what happens, if you have an extender, it's going to cut that speed in half.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm, that plus the distance, yeah.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
The issue there, is that you can expect the speed from the secondary to be much slower. But I mean, if he's doing just basics, 300 is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. But even though you're the fiber.
Yeah.
But
the only other way
not,
around it is like if he wanted to hardwire by getting like an Ethernet cable and whatnot.
No, because he's,
And of course, it also varies per device, too. Some devices can't get to that full 1,000 megabytes per second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so device compatibility is also sometimes questionable. Like, the older the device, the less likely they're able to reach that, like, even 900 gigs or 900 megabytes per second. So...
Okay.
But, I mean, at least for the speeds that it's providing, it seems to be decent. It's not the best for that extender. But it's definitely doable.
Yeah. It's just when, you know, anyone like me visiting that wants to pull up their phone or their computer to do a little bit of work. So
absolutely.
It's better to still do the work on the main floor, theoretically, because that won't go off the extender, will it?
So it optimizes.
Okay. Perfect.
So, like, based on, you know, what your distance is to each node, as we call them nodes,
okay.
whether it's the primary router or the extender,
mm-hmm.
it will automatically connect you to which one is the closest and provides the most optimal service.
And we don't need to name one differently than the other.
Nope.
So that everybody knows, it will just do it.
Nope. Unless you want to name it, you can, but... Again, you know, I mean, it the system itself knows which, actually I got even better at this point, was 417 megabytes per second for download.
Hey, here we go. So, now we're talking.
It's coming back up. So you're okay. You're pretty set on that one.
And then, CJ, what do we do about, should I set up an account for him so that he...
So he already has an account.
Oh, to sign in, do we have a username and password?
Yes, and it
okay.
seems that it's been registered, so it seems like he's logged in before.
It was probably Angel who came in and connected the system yesterday, I think.
Oh, no. I mean, like, literally, like, his eCare, the online portal, the techs don't typically touch. The Plume account, the HomePass app, yes, that's what the techs set up, but the...
Secretary.
The portal, they don't typically touch. So with regards to that, you would go to archtopfiber.com, and then the email
mm-hmm.
would be, the username would be his email, and then whatever password he set, because it does show as registered, so it must have asked him for a new password.
All right, so I'll ask Lisa, because she would have that information.
Okay.
Password. Okay, perfect. Because... he's 92 years old.
And yeah.
You can hear, though, he's not like a 92-year-old. He's still the president of the board of the Architectural Review Board and the Historical Society.
Oh, wow.
Going. Oh,
that's incredible. A great feat.
Yeah. And he's, you know, worked all his life, an incredible life. But these things, his partner who passed 6 years ago used to do.
Aww.
So we're all stepping in. We're all, you know, close
yeah.
friends and family and trying to help out.
Well, that's nice of you guys. I do see that the auto pay is active, just so that you're aware. So it is pulling out every month. The payment was done on the 20th, so that was yesterday. So every month on the 20th is when you can expect the $69.99 to come out of his account.
Perfect.
Okay.
Brilliant. CJ, you're a star. Thank you so
of
much.
Of course.
For
that's what I'm here for.
I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. Or
oh,
happy
I do
holiday.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I hope that you
thank
have
you
a fantastic
so
holiday season as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. And remember, it's going to be the archtopfiber.com for the login for the portal. Because I know he technically has WVT, which is our sub company. So.
Ah, perfect.
Yes. It's owned and managed by Archtop, so either way, if he calls either one, it's perfectly fine.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so Archtype or Archfiber?
Archtop Fiber.
Sorry.
Yeah, Archtop
no.
Fiber is the parent company to WVT, Warwick Valley Telephone Fiber.
So here's a question then. Again, you're so good. He was previously on the phone, the Warwick...
Yes, the WVT with the DSL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Lisa need to cancel that, or is that also tended to already?
So, I mean, I don't know if it's fully tended to. What you can do is come Monday, you can contact the billing department there.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much information they'd be able to divulge if you're not on the account, or, I mean, they may
yeah,
be able
no,
to. Yeah, so, I mean, we don't have it registered that the home phone is on this account, through the fiber account, that is. So
okay.
I would just inquire. You may receive two bills, one of which would be for the fiber and the other one would be for the phone.
Okay.
And then if the DSL is still active, she definitely wants to go ahead and cancel it.
Yeah. And
that way you're not being charged for two internet services.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Yep. I mean, it's still us regardless. So either way, no matter how you look at it, you know, we don't want to overcharge you, obviously, for services that aren't being used. So fiber is the new in, you know, we're switching everybody over to fiber if they're willing to do so. And then, yeah, so it's a good thing.
Wonderful. It is faster, smoother, it's more dependable.
Okay. Absolutely. Yes. And it's a newer technology too, that has been available for many years, but hasn't been made available to the Hudson Valley yet. So it was desperately needed. So we decided to gather everybody that's local and just kind of handle it this way. So
perfect. Brilliant. Well, thank you again, CJ.
Oh, of course, anytime. And if you do have any further questions, definitely feel free to give us a call. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you might have, okay?
You've got it.
All right.
Have a wonderful holiday.
You as well. Thank you so much for calling Archtop again, and have a wonderful Christmas and a great New Year's, and hopefully it's filled with fun and celebration with the family.
Thank you, and I hope the same for you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love in a hawk.